Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In a world filled with negativity, are you ready for a dose of positivity?
Can I get an amen?
On a positive note, you know, one of the things we love to do on Can I Get an Amen is highlight stories that just make you feel good after a weekend which maybe didn't feel so good. You were out bumping into people, shopping, doing all kinds of stuff. Let's kind of reset it and get it going for the week. This story comes out of California where the campfire, remember that a few weeks ago that burned all the houses
and all the acreage
in California?
Yeah.
There's a story coming out of California this morning that is absolutely getting me out of the Washington Post. It's a story about Andrea Gaylord. She and her family were not able to make it back to their house in Paradise, California when the fire began to spread. They were away, and by the time they got back to Paradise, the fire department would not let them back into their neighborhood.
Man.
So that meant that everything they had, all their possessions, would be there for the fire. They didn't know how their house was going to do. But more importantly, according to Andrea, their two dogs, Madison and Miguel,
George. Dude, come on,
were left at home
well. That makes me never want to leave my house.
So they put out word that if the firefighters could take a look, a firefighter said they kept an eye on the house, which, by the way, unfortunately burned down. But they said that they had spotted one of the dogs, Miguel, in like a different city. He had run off during the fire. They were able to reunite him with the Gaylord family, but they never could find Madison. That is until over the weekend, nearly 3 weeks after the fire. They returned home, and several neighbors said that they had seen Madison around the area. So the Gaylords put out some clothing of the kids and the mom in the area where the house was. They finally got Madison back, and Madison was just fine, had been patrolling, according to the firemen, the territory around the house.
Amazing.
Weeks after the fire. By the way, they say they're going to rebuild, and they don't mind where they rebuild as long as they get Madison. By the way, a couple of pictures that they captured of Madison protecting the property is going viral this morning. Pictures are. We'll post them up. You got to see it.
But I want to know. I want the dog to be able to talk.
It's like if the dog could tell you.
What did you do? What did you eat? Tell us everything.
Right. For 3 weeks, what happened with you?
Those dogs are incredible. We lived with one once. She wasn't ours. Great Pyrenees. Like the big, white, fluffy. Awesome.
Amazing story this morning, and I'm just wondering if, no matter where you are, in the kitchen or in the car, can you throw your hand in the air? Can we get an amen for Madison this morning?
Amen!
Love that story. If you want to see it, we're just getting ready to pop it up at theboldhouston.com. We'll also post it on Twitter and on Facebook to get you going with a Can I Get an Amen story to start your day.